Amid all the budget gloom in Alaska, one branch of state government actually has more money than it can use. It's the Department of Fish and Game's Division of Wildlife Conservation. The division is largely funded by a federal tax on the sale of guns and ammunition, and sales nationwide are booming. But as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, the Wildlife Conservation Division may have to give back a portion of its bounty.
It's a bizarre chain reaction kicked off by a mass shooting.
We do have some preliminary numbers of upwards of 14 people that are dead and upwards of 14 people that are injured.
Then calls for gun control.
All of us need to demand a Congress brave enough to stand up to the gun lobby's lies.
Then people run out to buy more guns and ammo.
Gun sales actually surged over the weekend at stores all over the country.
And as customers go home with their new handguns and rifles, money pours into state wildlife conservation programs. That last link in the chain is thanks to Pittman Robertson, a 1937 federal law that levies an 11% tax on guns and ammo and funnels it to wildlife preservation. Steve Klein administers the program in Alaska for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Klein says Pittman Robertson is smart legislation.
I mean, it's a great model because it's basically the hunters and shooters that are paying the way. And then that money comes to the Fish and Wildlife Service and the state rights grants, and they do that, the management and research, and then that benefits the hunters and shooters with the ranges and healthy resources.
Alaska gets a substantial share of the national pie due to its geographic size. Maria Gladyszewski, deputy director of the State Wildlife Division, says the federal gun tax revenue pays for most of the 290 jobs in her division and most of the research they do.
It funds our core mission. It is the core of wildlife conservation in the nation.
With the surge in gun sales, the money the feds send to Alaska has gone up and up. Gladyszewski says the total bounced around $8 or $9 million a year in the early 2000s. In 2010, it hit $20 million. Last year, Alaska's share was almost $35 million, plus another $1.4 million for hunter safety and gun ranges. Gladyszewski says her division is not growing at the same rapid pace.
Because we viewed it as a bubble, you don't want to organize your staffing around funding that is probably going to come back down.
The state has 2 years to spend each year's allotment. Gladyszewski says the state has made use of its full allocation every year, until now.
These dollars have continued to go up for more years than we expected. So we will likely revert some money for the first time in September.
That's right. They're going to give money back to the feds. Gladyszewski says it will be at least $2 million.
We're, of course, facing the same travel restrictions and spending restrictions that other state agencies are. And so we might even leave some more on the table depending on how that goes.
The other problem is the required 3-to-1 match. So to receive $30 million, Gladyszewski says the state has to contribute $10 million.
We basically, at this point, don't have enough to match all of the federal dollars.
The Wildlife Division gets money from the sales of state hunting licenses and tags, but they amount to only about $8 million. Hunting and outdoors groups are now rallying to increase the license fees, which haven't gone up since the early 1990s. Juneau resident Ron Somerville, a board member of the Territorial Sportsman and a former Fish and Game Deputy Commissioner, says it'd be a shame to leave federal conservation money on the table, so they need to raise money for the match.
Resident hunting is 25, we're recommending 40. In other words, in most cases, rather than argue about a dollar here, a dollar there, we raised everything by 85% or something close to that.
A bill to increase the hunting license fees passed the state house last year, but Somerville says it doesn't raise them high enough.
That's pretty crazy. You're saying we're sportsmen, please raise the fees that we pay.
Yeah. We're the only group in Alaska that's asking the government to allow us to pay more money.
Even if they succeed in raising license fees, the goalposts continue to move. It looks like national gun sales may have hit an all-time high in December. That would send even more Pittman-Robertson money to Alaska, if the state can cope with the prosperity. For APRN, I'm Liz Ruskin.